Well, it's not necessary. For local government or for normal government?
Wingard wants to carry it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think, yeah, well, yeah, I think that can go through, can go to one.
Are we finished?
All of us are saying, all of us, yeah.
I don't think so.
It's getting late. I don't know whether we want to go through one more election bill or not.
I can see that, can they close it?
Well, we have a lady here who wants to talk on one of the bills, which one was it? Louise Cox, is that it? That must be 2418. What was 2418? The vote by mail. All right, 2418, Mrs. Cox has come up and she would like to testify on that. So would you like to come forward?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I am Louise Cox and I am from Albany. I am opposed to House Bill 2418, voting by mail. I believe a person has a right to a secret ballot. To me, voting by mail is very scary. Picture a college or a high school classroom. A class project, bring in your ballot. You have been studying elections. Will you vote the way the teacher is interpreting it? Will you be like your neighbors? Will you dare to be different? When you go to the polls to vote, no one knows how you vote, and this is the way I think it should be. This also could be found in a home where the family would all get together and vote, and probably it has been discussed, but your ideas may not be the same as your parents or someone else there. I am chairman. I've been with the election for 15 years. I have been chairman of the board for the last five, and it's really funny. The many of the people that come in, be it a joke or not, but they will say, well, my husband has me brainwashed, but he doesn't know what I'm going to do when I get in the polls. And the same with a lot of the others. It really is a joke every time we vote, regardless of what we vote on. And who says that it is a joke? Maybe it isn't a joke. But anyhow, when they get into their little booth, they do their own thing, be it good or bad. How about the senior citizens in their homes, the senior citizen homes, your institutions? Pressure could also be made there that because your senior citizens are really gung-ho to vote. But when they take them out to vote, which they do from your retirement homes and all, they do their own thing. And if they were there and possibly with the help, they could really be swayed one way or the other, or maybe too much help. I can see at times maybe a speaker, a potluck, and you all come and, you know, a real gung-ho thing. Possibly bring your ballots and you could vote there and they would take them in for you instead of having to mail them back. Yeah. Would this be the way that they would vote if they heard this speaker and then they went back to their homes and thought about it and went to the polls at another time? As I said, I have worked with the people on elections for the last 15 years. We have all kinds of problems. We get all kinds of gripes. But one of the things that do come to us quite regularly, and that is somebody has broke their arm, broke their finger, or they have arthritis so bad that it takes two hands for them to hold their hand to vote. We know it's them. I know most of everybody in my precinct, and if there is somebody who comes in, why, you know, you find out. Did you buy the Jones house or whatever? We know who they are when they vote, and we know that they are voting right. But will they know when they get this terrible writing that nobody can read because that you have arthritis so bad? Will they know in there? Will that vote be counted? This is what's really concerning me, because we do have quite a few of the elderly, and that they really do need help. Sometimes that I put a note on the side in the poll book that the circumstances that they were handicapped. But when they're doing this at home and mailing it in, who's to know? We are talking about our tax dollars. And is this the way that you want them voted? All a person needs to do is to sign that ballot. Anybody can do the voting. You could go down any place and you could probably get a good many people to vote to sign the ballot for you. Maybe as a favor, maybe as a small gift, maybe a bottle of wine. But if you want something passed well enough, I'm sure that you could come up with a good many blank ballots, well, for you to fill in with their name on it. What do you think of our mailing system? Do you think it's dependable?
They're going on strike
That's it. Supposing if they decide to go on strike and you're, this is the time to vote. Even if they're not on strike, I really don't think our mail goes through too fast. Sometimes I think Pony Express might be a little bit better. What if a ballot gets lost? You have mailed it on time, but it gets lost and goes to good knows where. And they have already counted these ballots. Sometimes a major can be voted in by just a couple of ballots, and supposing your ballots come and it goes the other way. Are they going to call the papers in and say, oh, here is some more that we have found, they have just got in? And I'm sure it could be done, because we don't get our mail on the days that we're supposed to. What would happen to those last votes that come in? And also, how long is it going to be before we know? Now that we vote on a certain day, and we rush in as soon as our polls are closed and our bookwork is done, we rush into the courthouse within a matter of hours. All these are tallied. How long will it be now before they are tallied and we really know the right vote? Voting is a privilege, and I think there I really don't think that we should be taking their right to vote away from them. And I think maybe this could be what we're voting. I would like to see more people vote, and I think this is our biggest problem. People aren't voting. I would like very much to see a certain amount of months that you vote in. Say voting four times a year and decide on the month. Also decide what day it would be on that month. Whether, say, I'm just saying the second Tuesday. Maybe we should try voting on Saturdays. I don't know. But if they knew that it was the third Saturday, the second Tuesday, and that was the month, they would think, are we voting? What are we voting on? As it is now, we can vote second Tuesday, the third Tuesday, or the last of the month. And this is confusing people, and they get very upset. Because I think that if we would get it down to a pattern, I really think that we would get more people out to vote, and I think that we would have happier votes. And I think we need to have happier voters. And I think that about ends what I have.
Thank you very much. Do we have some questions?
We'll try to answer.
I'm intrigued with the happier voters. You're nice.
Well, truthfully, we take a lot of guff. You've got to be a good humor person, because they really don't have any place else to give their gripes. So, I mean, here you are, and you're sitting there. And it would be very interesting, and matter of fact, I would love to have somebody come and spend a day, voting day with me from legislature. I think that you would see an entirely a different side of the whole picture.
Thank you. Other questions?
Ms. Cox?
Yes.
Do you think there's more chance of fraud where there's candidates involved? Or do you think measures themselves could lend themselves to fraud?
I think possibly both, yes.
You don't think it would make any difference whether it's...
No, I really don't think it would make that much difference. I might say if this was 50 years ago, I think that you could depend on the people more to being honest. And right now, I wouldn't say to do it either way. Because I think the only thing to really be honest and know that the people are voting, of course, I'm all for this voting, signing up 30 days before you vote. I don't go along with this signing up and voting the same day.
Well, this bill would reinstitute that some...
The going back. This is the
right.
One, probably the
That's
only
one
thing that
of the
I
bill
can
you
see
like.
That is good, and you would have to sign up 30 days. And I think that is the best part of the bill. But I do think that if you wanted to be sneaky, I live in Linn County. I own a farm in Marion County. I could even say to the people that are farming it, you know, I mean, I would like to vote over here. I'm paying my taxes. Sign your ballot. I'd like to vote for it. You know, vote your ballot. It very well could be. And I said, hey, I'd like to vote in Marion County, but I don't live here.
I think Mrs. Cox mentioned about the group situation. I think there is potential.
I think it there. Would. I really think it there. It may. I hope it doesn't happen, but it's something that could happen, and I think it could happen very easily. I think your large get-togethers and all of this could.
We've had a lot of fear of fraud, though. Yeah. Said before. You know, I remember when we said you could have the vote or. Register on the day or 2 days before the election, all the rest of it. We're going to have these busloads of people from Portland coming down to Coos Bay to vote or go to Eugene and vote. You know, most of that's just so much baloney. People are jumping on it. Way to go into jail if they get caught. You know.
That's right. I'll give you an instance that is the truth. I do not have a washer and a dryer because we don't have that much water at our place. So I do washing in town. I got real acquainted with a woman that was washing with me, and we washed nearly the same day. And we had election, and she came back and she says, oh, you'll never guess what happened to me. She said, I am chairperson of my precinct. And I said, oh, well, that was good. Where do you think her precinct was? She lived in Albany, had lived in Albany for years. Her husband worked there. Well, we wouldn't think of voting in Albany, and they were voting at, I think it was Grants Pass, and she was chairperson down there. Said she never had voted in Albany. I nearly fell over. Said, that's our home. She said, we always go home to vote. They have a big picnic, and you all come, and they all vote. So there you go. She could have very likely she could have voted in Albany because people would know where she lived.
We do have absentee ballots, and those are by mail.
We do have, and there is an amazing amount of the people that are, more people are using the absentee, which I think is good.
Well, I guess you wouldn't have the same potential for fraud because you don't...
No, because all the ballots that is checked off.
Senator Wingard?
Yep. The bill says that we go back to 30 days, and is that sunsetted along with this plan after we do this trial period? I remember they're both sunsetted. Oh, I was almost going to vote for the bill to get the 30 days back, but I guess...
I think that there is a lot of people that would go along with this 30 days. I think this is a very fair way.
Further questions? No, thank you very much, Ms.
Thank you for hearing me.
Well, Mrs. Cox, rather. Senator Isham, you have some amendments. Do you want to present them to us now?
I'd like to try this on an experimental basis, but I think the
number of bills.
Do you have amendments in your?
What the bill offers is, I think, a little more grandiose than I'd like to try an initial step. And really, I have five concerns with the bill. In this particular bill, the Secretary of State would be running the local election. And I think that's different than present practice, and I'd like to return that authority to the county clerk to make that decision. Really, only the county clerk knows whether they have the administrative capability to run that election, and they would be best in the situation to determine whether it's cost-effective, whether they want to use it or not. Also, if anything went wrong, they'd be directly accountable to the people in their county. Second, I think there is a greater potential of fraud where you have candidates involved. I'd like to see this restricted to elections in which only measures are considered. A point that Mrs. Cox brought up also was the potential of fraud where there's group situations. I think a minor change in the bill could clearly establish that these ballots have to be sent in individually. Someone could not collect them and send them in a batch. And I think each one should be sent back in separate envelope. And maybe the Secretary of State would cover this in their rules anyway. On the fourth, I would like to change the registration period from 30 days to 20 days. This would conform with the same law we have for changing party registration. And also, I don't see an emergency situation here. And so I would refer to delete section 6. So the amendments that you have a hand in gross bill that makes those changes, the authority would be put in the county clerk, which may run election by mail with the supervision of the Secretary of State. And subsection 2 and section 1 would specify that this is restricted to elections where candidates are not on the ballot. Section 2 changes Secretary of State to County Clerk. Under subsection 3 in section 2, in the second page, on line 5, specifies that the elector will individually mark the ballot and return it. Section 3 makes the registration date change. Section 4. Again, changes the cutoff date to 20 days and allows the Secretary of State to supervise the election, but they'd actually be run by the county clerk. Section 6 would be deleted under my proposed amendment.
Chairman,
comments?
Yes.
Chairman.
One of the things, as I recall, the Secretary of State saying, or somebody from that office saying at the time, that one of the reasons they wanted it restricted was that some county clerks can run these elections, are well prepared to run them, and could do a good job, but others couldn't. And if you just open it up, it seems like that. To anyone, any county clerk deciding on his or her own to do it, whether or not they're really capable of doing it, I think poses a problem. I have some doubts about the whole process anyway. So
the county clerk is the one that would best know whether they can handle the situation or not. I don't think Secretary of State would know.
Well, sometimes the most incompetent people think they're incompetent.
Well, they are. They're generally elected officials, with some exceptions.
Most of us do, yes. Right.
And they're held responsible for that.
I was thinking somewhat the same lines as Senator Troll, in that this was to be experimental. You open it up to everyone, you're bound to have somebody just screwing it up. And you have no way of selecting one or two or three. Now, there had been one selected that was going to be in Linn County. And I think that was the reason for the emergency clause, because that was to be held this September, I believe. And it was a jail election, which was sort of an ideal situation to try. so I could state, you know, that there ought to be some kind of limit put in here, that the Secretary of State should be able to designate the two or three that you're going to use for the experiment to see if it works.
Mr. Chairman, theoretically, I agree with Senator Isham. I think in the long run, that's probably, if we decide to go with it, that's the way we ought to do it. But it seems to me, to begin with, maybe there ought to be some way of carefully selecting the people who do it, if we do it at all. I'm not convinced we ought to do it at all yet, quite frankly.
Then the other thing that I have that bothers me is the 30-day from the 20-day. You send the ballots out on the 20th day, and I don't know how many of you people are good friends with your county clerks, but I can guarantee you that you're going to have every county clerk in the state down here all over you, because you've made an impossible situation for that individual to say that you can register up to the 20th day, and that's the day they have to come in, and you get 1,000 registrations on a hot issue. And the fact that they have to make a mail plate for each of those and to try to get them all in the books and get them sent out is just going to be a no end of all. They're going to lose all that they were going to save, because they're going to have all these people trying to put it all together. It's just not in the cards to have registration right up to the day you mail, and it's a little different than walking into the poll. Those are the only two things that or three things, because I think you ought to keep the emergency clause so that they can pick one of these off elections to try it with.
I don't see any emergency. There's no emergency. We've been operating this way for 100 years. There's no emergency.
Well, you had one to experiment with, that's all. But they had one already lined up.
Emergency experiment.
Well, they had one to line out to use, if they thought would be a good...
We're going to still be here before the election.
Yeah, that's right.
The bill's not going to do it.
But the bill can't go into effect until 90 days after the session. What's the committee got any... We got enough people here to do anything. Anybody want to do anything?
Well, I'm certainly for innovation, Mr. Chairman.
I don't see any great excitement to do anything.
Well, if there are more people here, I'd move my amendments.
All right.
Or at least part of them, whatever ones.
No more excitement than that. I'm just willing to go home. It's after 5:00. I've got a 7:00 meeting tonight, so we will adjourn.